You've found a show that will explore how to experience a kingdom lifestyle that is both focused and balanced. Welcome to Live Exceptionally. In a world where we are constantly bombarded with demands on our time and attention, it can be difficult to find the space to truly live our best lives. But what if we could find a way to live exceptionally with a sense of purpose, freedom, and rest? Whether you're a busy professional, a stay-at-home parent, or anyone who wants to live a more focused and balanced life, this show is for you. Join us as we discover how to live exceptionally, finding freedom and rest along the way. Now, let's get into this week's episode of Live Exceptionally with Dr. Yvonne Thompson.
Rick, good morning, Rebecca. As the CEO of Impact Consulting Team, what are the common limiting beliefs that you see that women hold?
I think it's kind of a combination. One, I'll just call them out. I can't do it. I can do it, but maybe I won't be able to sustain it. I don't have what I need to do it, whether that's money or time or people, resources, talent, knowledge, wisdom. I don't think that when I do it, it will be well received. So like, how will it land? Worried about whether or not whatever those services are, will clients be happy? Will it be well received, or will you be well received?
Why do you think these beliefs exist?
That's kind of a deeper question. I'd say a few things come to mind. One, and this may come up elsewhere in the conversation, I think we underestimate the expansiveness of our souls. And when I say that, what I mean is injuries that our souls sustain over time, you know, even beginning from when we're very young, up until and through our adulthood, left not dealt with, impact the way that we see ourselves, and the way we understand ourselves to be, meaning there's a disconnect between, especially women of faith, there's a disconnect between what God says about us, what we say and we believe about ourselves. And the disconnect is because of sustained injuries to the soul that have not yet been healed. And so those injuries now impact what we believe about ourselves and what we believe we're capable of. So our self-esteem, our self-image, when we have injuries in those areas that are not healed, it produces inconsistency. And so inconsistency is not just like, you know, I get it done and I can't get it done or I can't keep it up, but even inconsistency in, okay, I think I can do this, I'll go for it. And then you get into it and you're like, oh God, no, I can't do this. This is not me. It's too big. It's too much. I'm not ready. I can't do it. And the self-sabotage comes in. And so it becomes a vicious cycle, but it all comes back to those unhealed injuries at the soul level. And because the soul is so expansive, we may think we have tackled, you know, we've done some work to get our souls together, and then things show up later on and we're like, well, what is this? And we attribute it to ourselves and our identity, when it's really a matter of digging deeper into that realm of the soul and seeing what else needs to be healed and working in partnership with the Lord to make that happen. So all of that produces those beliefs, that produces those limitations.
And looking at the soul being the mind, the will, the emotions. And I love how you put injuries of the soul. And I think about like young people in my family that even at a young age, from 5 or 6 years old, people saying different things to them like, you talk too much. Just different words, almost like word curses that are spoken over them that they begin to internalize. And, you know, I will tell them, your talking is a gift. God made you that way to be so talkative, and you're an excellent communicator. But what's a communicator? And talking through them for them not to internalize it, for it to be an injury to their emotions, that they're not hurt by the things that people, not intentionally, but just the way we are in society, saying those words that from a young age, people, children internalize it. So then you grow up with these type of beliefs that you don't even realize that you're adopting. And then you approach situations, approach circumstances or your dreams with some of those same things that have been chewing away over time.
That's exactly right. And I think in the absence of that same or higher level of intensity and frequency of receiving messages about who God says we are, we're left with the foundation that's built on those word curses or those negative words or the negative things that we start to tell ourselves based on what we hear other people say to us. And that becomes the soil, right? And whatever you plant in that soil is coming up to produce things that aren't in alignment with who we really are and what we were designed to produce in the world.
Talk a little bit more about when you say injuries at the soul level. We don't have the ability when we're younger to address those. Mm-hmm. Most often we're not exposed to these hurts that happen until we're adult or in environments, whether it's the church or job situations that highlight areas that we need to be healed in. Mm-hmm. How can we as women be aware of those injuries at the soul level so that we're not internalizing them or taking them on and it limiting or reducing our capacity of how we approach fulfilling our dreams, fulfilling our God-given assignments?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say, and this might sound a little churchy, but it's true. The best way to become aware is to match up what we say and what we do against the word of God. So in reality, if what I'm saying doesn't sound like what the Lord, okay, what did you say, God? You said that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Am I saying anything to myself? Literally anything. Am I thinking anything that is contrary to that? If I have even one example, something has gone awry, right? And I think it's that level of urgency and insistence on our end that has to grow, right? Where we're like, oh, wait, no, I just told myself I couldn't do it. Like, why would I say that? The Bible says I can do all things through Christ. Like, why do I have this image in this moment for this task or for this opportunity where I'm saying something different to myself? So that is a key, like that is a huge red flag. And I say that's the best red flag because we're close enough to that. We don't have to do extra work to figure that out. What that means is we've got to spend more time with the Lord and in his word, hearing what he says, because that becomes the mechanism to trigger the red flag. If we don't know, then, you know, we may go unaware. The other thing inside of that, though, is that we could know a bunch of scriptures. We can know, like, oh, yeah, I mean, I know I used to be able to say them faster than, you know, the super saints, right? But if I didn't believe that God really meant that about me, then I would continue to go on thinking these negative thoughts. So the other thing that has to happen is we've got to deepen our relationship with the Father. And that's a one-on-one. You know, the way you build a relationship with anyone, you spend time with them, you get to know them, you assume the best of them, you know, you engage them in conversation, you share your heart, you show up vulnerable and transparent. And in that exchange, like you're encountering love itself. There's no way you're not going to encounter truth, right? And when you are in the presence of truth, that's when transformation can occur. So I think there's the building up your own knowledge and understanding of what the Lord says in the word, and literally just saying to yourself, if what I'm saying and if what I'm doing is not matching, then there's a problem. Period, point blank, end of story. And the response to addressing that problem is to go right back to the one who's got all the answers, who said all the good stuff in the first place, and that's the Father. So we've got to be insistent around developing that relationship and see the relationship as the foundational piece of business success, of life success, of soul restoration, of like literally any and everything you can name. And I think people think sometimes, because I used to do that, that my relationship with the Lord is a really good thing to have, and it helps me in so many ways, rather than my relationship with the Lord is like, it's more important than like food, and you know what I mean? Like, what, like I literally can't live. Like, I cannot live without a strong relationship with the Father. And I think when we hold it like that, then the sense of urgency that we need to be looking like, okay, am I off anywhere? Am I not matching up with you? Am I thinking something I shouldn't be thinking? That becomes, it starts to take care of itself. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I think even traditionally, you know, when we think about going to church, you go to church periods of time on a Sunday, potentially you attend on a Bible class. So then it becomes like we go to meet God at church. Versus a relationship. If you have a relationship with someone, it's not limited to those times right. on a Sunday or in the week when you go to another type of service. It's incorporated in a daily basis. So even if you go out on a date with someone, just because you have those moments of time that you go on the date with the person, it's not exclusive of the moments that you're having continuously on a daily basis with that person, whether it's talking on the phone, whether it's interacting in other areas. And so, and then even from a devotional, some people say, okay, well, I have my prayer time or my devotion every morning, but then again, it's limited to those moments mm-hmm. where what we're talking about, what you're sharing is a lifestyle where throughout the day we're incorporating intimacy, a relationship with God. And this is a part of my rest message, whole wellness message mm-hmm. in terms of our ability to live well or to live exceptionally is based on an intimate relationship with the Father, that when we have that foundation, that we're incorporating him in every aspect of our life. So whether it's a Excel spreadsheet that I'm struggling with at my job, it's like, Lord, can you, you know, give me wisdom? How do I approach this spreadsheet? How can I build out this spreadsheet? So when you talk about relationship as the foundation piece, that certainly is food for thought of how do we incorporate him in everything that our thoughts, our belief patterns, our self-construct, we're taking it back and making sure it's consistently aligned with yeah. the word.
And that's not work that we have to do on our own. Like, thank God for Holy Spirit, right? That's his job to help us do that. And he is ever present with us as believers. And so the question there, a really good check question that I ask myself and I ask my son incessantly is, did you ask Holy Spirit about this? Did you check with Holy Spirit about it? Literally, like, where should I park my car, Mom, before I take my trip to Vegas with my friends? Did you check with Holy Spirit? Because we have good ideas and we can get into leaning to our own understanding very easily and very quickly. And it's not a bad thing, but that's not what God said to do. He said, trust him, right? And lean not to your own understanding. So it takes a great measure of continual humility to say, I might not even know the best place to park my car before I go out of town. Like, let me check with Holy Spirit on everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think women of, for a lot of women of faith, that they still struggle with breaking through to seeing and understanding their limitless identity in Christ?
Quite honestly, I think we underestimate what it really takes to break through. So it's a lot of work. And when we think about, like, so I'll use myself as an example. So I, as a girl, as a teenager, and even as a young adult, maybe up even through my 30s, I had a long-standing battle with low self-esteem. And, you know, I got teased when I was younger because of my skin color. It impacted how I saw myself. People said, as you mentioned earlier, you talk too much. Now I get paid to talk for a living, right? So little did I know this was something I was supposed to be doing. But I it makes me think about that scripture. I'm going to tie it together in a second. So there's a story in the Bible where Jesus goes and he heals a man who was possessed with many demons. And there's an encounter, an interaction that the Lord has with the demons who are still in the man before he casts them out. And he says, you know, what is your name? And he says, I am Legion, for we are many. When you think about, like, you know, you hear preachers talk about Legion, it could be thousands or, you know, a large number of demonic presences in this man. So I always hear it and I think, like, dang, one soul could actually hold that. And when you think about that, in our context, I think, okay, well, that means my soul can be holding a lot. And if I think that in my 40s, I can do one 21-day fast and, you know, not magically, right? Because this is a supernatural work. So there is a lot of freedom to be gained from fasting. But I might be frustrated if after my 21-day fast, I go back into doing what I'm doing and I see some of the same things show up or I get tripped up in some of the same areas. And then I start to get discouraged because, like this, and I say to myself, this didn't work. Now I'm questioning God. I'm questioning fasting. I'm questioning myself. I'm in a place where I'm lacking clarity. And so I'm not moving forward. And all of that is eating up my most precious resource, which is time. So when I have, I think we underestimate how much work it takes. And how that work has to be sustained over time. It almost has to become like a natural practice for us, where yes, you're spending time with the Lord, essential. And then are we spending time with ourselves, right? Are we checking in that conversation with Holy Spirit? How am I doing in my internal dialogue? How am I doing in my conversation with myself? Oh my goodness, I'm still showing up, you know, 5 minutes late. You are early for everything. You wake me up a half hour earlier than I ask you to, or an hour earlier. So like, what's going on in me that I'm exhibiting these behaviors? And if it takes 100 times to touch on that thing, to work on that thing, then we got to do it 100 times, because the one thing that is true, Dr. Yvonne, is that victory for the believer is inevitable if we don't give up. And we stay with the Lord and follow his plan. It is inevitable. And I think if we hold that, then that's the thing that'll get us up to do it the 90th time and the 91st time. But we underestimate just how much work it takes. And I think we get tired and we get discouraged because we hear so many messages that say you could do that super quick. Right. And sometimes that does happen. In most cases, it's process over time. And so I think that's the thing that's really what gets in the way and discourages a lot of women. It certainly was my case for many years.
And my word for this year is resilience. And I feel that's something it's just been ruminating in my mind and in my heart, and I've taught on it. I want to continue to study on it, because the scripture that talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, about the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. Yeah. And we always talk about the end goal. If you endure, if you make it, perseverance, but we don't really talk about the word resilience. And resilience is the ability to recover quickly from setbacks, from the attacks of the enemy, for the things that come that weigh us down, to be resilient. We can't endure unless we first are resilient. And that's tied to what you're talking about, the process of just understanding what it takes to keep plowing through, to keep persevering, to keep moving forward in spite of all the setbacks, all the things that the enemy brings to us, that we're still plowing and moving forward and not weighing us down. Like, even though we might be a little heavy or get a little distressed, we still overcome it and rise above it and keep moving forward.
Yeah, let me just say something right here, because I think for women of African descent, especially, we're actually really good at plowing ahead. You know, the world is falling apart. Like, sisters will keep it moving, right? Like, we are experts in keep it moving, but we haven't seen enough models of keep it moving and still tend to your heart.
Yes.
So I think if we don't do those things in tandem, which I certainly wasn't doing for many years, I'm still to some degree learning how to do that expertly well. We can't do one without the other, because we literally, like, that in and of itself produces that limitation for breakthrough. So we're enduring, we're pressing forward, we're doing the best we can. But if we're not tending to that heart with the Father, what it means is we're doing all that in our own strength, and that is actually destructive.
Yes, and when you look at the word resilience, it's exactly what you're saying. Your ability to be emotionally intelligent, emotionally mature, is not impacted. Like, you're processing it correctly.
Yeah.
And I like the way that you put it, tending to your heart. Mm-hmm. You're not allowing those things to make you cold or reserved or bitter or resentful. You're doing it in a way that you're rightly processing your emotions to recover and to keep plowing through.
Or shifting your understanding that the Lord sees me as his workhorse and not his daughter. We are daughters first.
Yes.
No dad is going to be like, okay, yeah, I know you just busted your knee, but like, go ahead on out there and run the rest of the race. No, there's going to be a time where he's like, are you good? Are you okay? What do you need? Do these things, right? His sense of urgency for us to complete the race is higher than ours. He wants our victory more than we do, because he already did the work to make sure we could have it. So I think that just that making sure we don't ever get to the place where we think the Father sees us as workhorse first, not daughter, is essential.
Amen. What do you hear God saying for us in this season for how we should approach life, business, and ministry with how we think and believe?
Yeah, the Lord's been talking to me. One word keeps coming back. It started maybe mid-2023, and that word is ascend. I remember looking out the window one day, because my desk is in front of a window, and I saw a bunch of birds, and none of them were flapping their wings. They all had their wings outstretched. None of them were flapping their wings, and they were all just like, literally like gliding. And they were very high in the air. And so the Lord started talking to me about, and the scripture, and I think it's Proverbs 24:3, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place? I think that's how it goes. And so when you think about, there's two things, there's ascending to the hill and then there's standing in the holy place. And so essentially the Lord is calling us higher, and it might sound like, no, this is like we in end time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus is coming. We've been saying this for centuries and it's been true every time, but we are the generation that is closer than ever. And so in this time, the Lord is saying ascension. And I use the example of a rocket. So if you've ever watched like a rocket or a space shuttle take off, what you notice is they start with a lot of stuff on the ground, but what it takes to get off the ground, many of those things end up dropping off the higher that rocket goes. And so because at certain altitudes or when you're changing into different atmospheres, the things that got you up there are now limiting you going further. And so when the Father is talking to us about ascending, he's saying, Rebecca, there are things that have served you well. They're not bad things. They have served you well in times past. They have gotten you to a particular level. And now I'm asking you to drop those things. And that's a hard message, especially if we've come to associate some of those things like, this is a part of who I am or what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And so there's that, there's a pull from the Father for us to go higher. It means we have to drop things, habits, ways of being, and relationships. To ascend, and he's saying ascend. So this is the work that we have to engage with Holy Spirit in now, because the Lord is not coming down. He is calling us higher so that we have the perspective we need in this hour, and the intelligence from Holy Spirit in this hour to be able to navigate unprecedented times. It's real out here now. Yeah. Realer than we've ever seen it. And there is no way for us to function in the level of victory that the Father has called us to on the high levels we've been at. We have to ascend if we're going to maintain a victorious life. And he's like, and let's go. Like, we need to do that right now. So it's a jarring message, but an encouraging one at the same time.
Can you go ahead and share about your business, what you do, and your services briefly?
Yes. So the Impact Consulting Team is a leadership and organizational development firm that if you want to improve an organization, you need to improve the leadership. And so we work directly with senior leaders, some mid-level leaders, providing coaching, providing team impact services, providing workshops and keynote speaking all around developing individuals or teams' leadership capacities. And we take a really, our approach is to quickly unearth root causes that create limitations to effective leadership. And we go after eliminating those root causes and helping leaders develop strategy to implement new ways of being and new practices that are aligned to what they really want. So I think that's something that makes us unique. Because we don't deal on surface level. We don't do like package stuff. Everybody's different. Find out what's really going on underneath that through a number of ways. So that's basically what we do. We help lead be better at what they're doing. And we firmly believe that when the leadership as well.
What would you like to share as your closing thoughts or prayer?
I would say that's such a big question. I thought about it like all day yesterday and it's still landing as a big question. Honestly, I would say there is nothing more important in life, and especially in this season for women in business, for women of faith, for women period, than an intimate relationship with the Father by way of Holy Spirit. Like if I would only say one thing, it would be talk to Holy Spirit all day and do what he says. Follow the lead, talk to Holy Spirit and follow his leading. That is literally the key to miracles. It's the key to turnaround. It's the key to breakthrough. It's the key to everything. And it's the key to maintaining that peace in our own viability as we navigate all of these unprecedented changes. So talk to Holy Spirit and yield to his leading. Like that is the best thing I think I can offer anybody.
And the only way that we can follow him is to actually know him, which is based on spending time with him.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. This has been such a great conversation. Particularly, I love that injuries of the soul, making sure we move past those in order to break off limitations and restrictions of our thought patterns and beliefs.
Yeah, and everything that Holy Spirit would tell us to do is in service of us actually living in total victory. So he knows about the soul injuries on levels that we don't even understand. And everything he tells us to do is in service of eliminating anything that causes us to function at the level he created us to function on in business and life, in our personal and professional relationships, everywhere.
Thanks for joining us for Live Exceptionally with Dr. Yvonne Thompson. Each week, we'll explore the secrets to living a life that is both intentional and fulfilling. We'll talk to folks that will share about productivity, mindfulness, and self-care to learn practical tips and strategies for staying focused, managing our time, and finding balance within a kingdom mindset. We'll also hear from people who have made the choice to live exceptionally and learn from their experiences and insights. Connect with Dr. Yvonne by signing up at elici.org. That's E-L-I-C-I.org.